This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine leaders tonight will consider a roughly $30 million plan for a new Fire Station 1. They'll be voting on hiring a design firm. The project would support modern fire and EMS needs, though details about possible housing above the station are still unclear. Construction is not being approved at this point. The meeting gets going tonight at 6. A shooting in Kenosha is now a homicide investigation after an 18-year-old from Mount Pleasant died. Police say Cameron Barker was shot during a large gathering at Lincoln Park early Saturday. Detectives are still searching for answers and are asking for tips. Racine residents can get low-cost laptops through a city program aimed at improving digital access. Those eligible can get a device for about $10 after completing training courses. Officials say the demand is high, with more than 400 people already enrolled. Kenosha crews are working through nearly 400 storm cleanup requests after recent severe weather. Public works teams are collecting debris, but the large workload could delay pickups into next week. People are being told to stay patient and that they still can call to be added to the list. A proposed apartment complex in Kenosha is moving forward, with plans for nearly 336 units near Indian Trail High School. The project has cleared the plan commission and now heads to the city council for final approval. Developers say construction could start within a couple of months if approved. And Racine has launched a new website to help people replace lead water lines across the city. The website, leadfreeracine.com, lets homeowners check their status and see if they qualify for free replacement. Officials say the goal is to remove all lead lines within 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The last of the Ridgeland Farms Beagles will leave the breeding and research operation by the end of summer. The owners of Ridgeland Farms say they've reached a deal with Big Dog Ranch Rescue, headquartered in Florida. Under the agreement, the breeder will sell 325 dogs to the rescue operation. Those dogs are expected to be transferred this week. Ridgeland Farms says they've agreed to donate all the remaining dogs they own to Big Dog Ranch Rescue before the end of August. Attorneys for the facility have reportedly said Ridgeland Farms would be winding down operations after the transfers are complete. Wisconsin Democrats rallied in Madison as candidates for governor lay out their priorities before the primary election. 7 contenders spoke at the state convention, highlighting key issues like cost of living, schools, and health care. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley emphasized unity across the state.
Our differences is what makes us who we are as a country and what makes us Wisconsin. It is our strength.
Candidate Mandela Barnes focused on voter optimism.
They know that there is a better tomorrow to be had. They know that we can actually change things. And that's what's so exciting for me, the hope and optimism. And then you get to have fun a little bit, too.
Barnes finished near the bottom in the straw poll taken. Crowley finished in the middle. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez came out on top. A Dane County leader who died unexpectedly earlier this month is being laid to rest. Michael Johnson was the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County before passing away on June 7th. Officials say visitation will be on Thursday in Fitchburg and again on Friday in Madison, with the funeral service after the Madison visitation. Johnson is credited for his impact on the Dane County organization he led for nearly 2 decades. A well-known Wisconsin comedian is weighing in on the debate over new data centers coming to the state. Charlie Behrens spoke in Eau Claire over the weekend, where community members gathered to learn more about the issue. He warned that without proper protections, people's data could be exploited.
We are being mined for our data, you know, and that we got to understand that and fight for protections for that. Because without that, we're just a product. You know, it's not America's dairy land, it's America's data land, and we're the cows.
Behrens also said newer AI-focused facilities are much larger and use more energy than traditional data centers. Organizers say the goal is to help residents better understand the potential impacts before more projects move forward. Drivers in Wisconsin are paying less for gas this week as prices continue to slide statewide. The average is now $3.85 a gallon, dropping more than 10 cents in just 1 week. That's a big improvement from last month, but still nearly a dollar higher than this time last year. The drop is happening across the country, with most states seeing lower prices. Analysts say future savings will depend on global oil supply and whether a possible U.S.-Iran deal moves forward. Nurses at a Madison hospital have voted to unionize, marking a big labor win in Wisconsin. The vote by employees at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital passed by a wide margin and will include hundreds of registered nurses. Supporters say it's about having a say in workplace conditions and patient care. The hospital says it remains committed to working with staff as the process moves forward. Both sides are expected to begin negotiating a contract in the coming months. The DNR is calling on landowners to help make deer hunting possible for people with disabilities across Wisconsin. Property owners can sign up now to host hunters during the special gun deer season, which reaches about 400 participants each year. The deadline to enroll land is July 1st. This year includes some changes, with specific dates requiring use of registered properties. Officials say without volunteer landowners, many of these hunters would miss out on the tradition. And that's your state update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Cooper Pratt's turn at bat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers welcome Cooper Pratt, the 21-year-old shortstop called up from Nashville. Pratt signed an 8-year deal worth over $50 million during spring training and talked about joining the team in Milwaukee.
I mean, me and my family were pretty excited. Couldn't be happier. I mean, we love the organization. We love everything about what the organization does and all the guys, and we're just pumped.
So is Cooper Pratt ready to take over at shortstop or third base? I asked Brewers TV analyst Craig Kishon.
Look, the left side of the infield as a total group has produced 3 home runs. Offensively, you have nothing to lose by letting Cooper come in here and figure out how to hit major league pitching. Let's face it, he can't do any worse than what's happening.
The crew open a 3-game series tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. NFL, the Packers announced Family Night is Friday night, August 7th, inside Lambeau Field. Details on the team website. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers. Our low dropping into the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain and scattered thunderstorms. There could be some really heavy rain tomorrow with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.